USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station. A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of two Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown. One of two cops involved in a North Dakota shooting yesterday has died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum. Headlined by the late Kobe Bryant, the legendary 2020 class also includes five-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.